Absolutely, yes. We've just opened registrations for our annual Big Beach Clean, which takes place from September 15th to the 17th. So the Big Beach Clean is part of the International Coastal Cleanup, which is basically there's cleanups taken all over the coastline, all over the world. And we are also supported by Cully and Scully nationally here in Ireland. So we're putting a call out to volunteers, community groups, schools, whoever has an interest in their coastline, to register with us on our cleancoast.org website to avail of a free cleanup kit and to become part of a huge national cleanup and international cleanup. And not only that, we're actually encouraging people to record what they find, so to become part of a citizen science project as well, which is taking place internationally. So it's a great way for us to kind of record the types of common litter items that are washing up on our beaches. For example, last year, the most common litter item was cigarette butts. So we've been chatting to local community groups and we've put in place an cigarette butts on beaches, you know, bin the butt campaign that we've been working on with groups for the last few months. And that kind of came out of the amount of cigarettes that we were finding on our beaches. So it's just a really great way to, you know, give back to the coast. And it's not just coastline groups as well. We're encouraging groups from inland. National Spring Clean has come on board with us this year once again. The majority of litter comes from inland areas. It can be washed up in our sewerage or streams and rivers or blown by wind to our coastal areas where it ends up in the ocean. And as you may know, litter knows no boundaries. Once it's in the ocean, it can end up anywhere. So it's a great way for communities to come together, both on the coast and inland, to do good for their environment.
And is there any limitations? Can under 18s take part?
Absolutely. We don't discriminate. Any age group can take part. I've seen toddlers and babies strapped to parents' backs, you know, out on beach cleans. But absolutely, yeah, anyone can get involved that would like to take part. And we really are encouraging the citizen science aspect. So that might, you know, some people might, you know, hadn't thought about the impact further up that they can do, like just by recording what they find, it can really have a positive impact on policy and change, behavioural change as well. You know, we can put a lot of different campaigns together based on these, on this information that we receive back from our volunteers. So it's a really lovely event as well, you know, to get together with your community and a positive kind of action along the coast.
And it goes back to that age-old saying that knowledge is power, and the more that we know, the better that better action can be taken to try and prevent as much rubbish ending up on the coasts, because Donegal has lovely beaches.
Donegal has some of the most amazing beaches, not just in Ireland, in the world. You know, we're really privileged, although we may have had a bit of rain this summer, you know, but still you'll find the odd day you can go out and just really take it all in. And it's such a dynamic coastline, you know, every day it looks different, and it's just a beautiful place to be. So I'd really encourage the people of Donegal to get out with their families, their friends, their communities, to take action, register with us for our Big Beach Clean on cleancoast.org, and we'll send you a kit and a how-to on organising a beach clean, and we'll be linking in with Donegal County Council, who will be there to provide collection services for all the litter that is picked up. So it's going to be a really nice collaborative event. And yeah, just can only encourage people to get involved, and we'll, you know, help them in any way we can with any questions or queries they have on getting involved.